Soccer has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. A letter submitted to the Nobel Committee says the game should be recognized for promoting understanding among nations and individual citizens. The letter was written by Lars Gustafsson, a member of Sweden's parliament. He says the fact that more than a dozen fans died during stampedes and riots at soccer matches last year should not be held against the game. T.R. Reid is the London bureau chief for the Washington Post. Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
I'm
wondering if Mr. Gustafsson went to that game between England and Turkey last summer. You know what the score was?
What was that?
England 2, Turkey 1, 2 dead, 150 injured, and 800 arrested. There's your peaceful game of soccer for you.
Well, a war broke out between Honduras and El Salvador in July 1969 over soccer.
Yeah, it's amazing. Last fall, I scored a ticket to see Manchester United play. It's the most popular soccer team in the world. It's the hardest ticket to get in all of England. And I went to this game, and it was vicious, Bob. It was vicious. And I don't mean on the field. I mean the fans. They spent the entire game screaming the F word at the fans from the other side, and the other side was just screaming back. And the soccer game is kind of incidental to all this. Nobody cared. I do have to say, I saw one spectacular case of good sportsmanship in English soccer. Arsenal was playing Sheffield in the qualifying for the FA Cup. That's their Super Bowl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And a guy hurt his ankle and fell to the ground. The ref didn't see it. So to stop the game, the Sheffield goalie kicks the ball out of bounds just to stop the game. So Arsenal gets to kick it in. That's the rule. And usually they just kick it back to the goalie, you know, and start the game over. But this Arsenal guy whips a pass to one of his teammates, and the teammate kicks a goal that wins the game, and Arsenal wins the game. I mean, they're totally dirty. So you know what the Arsenal coach did? He benched the guy who scored the goal, and he said, "We're not going to take that win. Let's play the game again and play it fairly." Now, don't you like that?
All right, that's one game, but it sounds like you don't think soccer has a real shot at the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, I don't see it getting a Nobel Peace Prize. Maybe they can get through a season with only five or six people dying, and they'll consider that a big advance. I don't know, but I think it's unlikely. However, I have to say the English last year, they were so worried about their fans in the Euro 2000 championship, they came up with an ingenious scheme to deal with hooliganism.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, every year when there's one of these international tournaments, England has a theme song for their game, and usually it's something really violent like Chumbawamba, "I get knocked down, but I get up again," you know, or "We will rock you" kind of thing. So last year for their theme song, they picked the poem Jerusalem, written by William Blake in 1804. It's a poem about Jesus coming to England. And I think the theory was that soccer fans would be less inclined to bash people's heads while they're singing the lyric, "And was the Holy Lamb of God on England's pleasant pastures seen?"
We can only hope it works. You have any nominations?
For the Nobel Peace Prize?
Right. The National Hockey League, maybe? Thanks.
Thank you.
T.R. Reid is the London bureau chief for the Washington Post.